Hey y'all, I'm Dan, and I host a podcast called Kinfolk, Stories of Community and Connection. I talk with folks from all over Appalachia, artists, small business owners, local legends, you name it. We share real stories about what brings us together, what keeps us going, and all the magic tucked away in these hills. If you're into small town charm, big hearts, and good conversation, come hang out with me on Kinfolk. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Mountain State Mysteries contains mature themes and discussions that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. All individuals mentioned in this episode are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Hey, y'all. It's me, Courtney, and this is Mountain State Mysteries. This week, my partner in crime, Mark, is taking a little much-needed time off. So, I wanted to bring you a legend from the mountains of West Virginia. So, have y'all ever wondered about the cryptids that are here in the Mountain State? I know a lot of you have heard of Mothman and the Flatwoods Monster, but today, I want to bring y'all the legend of the Grafton Monster. So June 16th, 1964 seemed like it was going to be the typical day for Robert Cockrell. He just got off work at the local newspaper publication, Grafton Sentinel, now known as the Mountain Statesman, at 11 p.m. He drove home, and while driving down Yates Avenue along the Tigert River, he turned a curve in the road and encountered what is now known as the Grafton Monster. He described the monster as a huge white obstruction with slick white skin and no head. After he saw the monster, he rushed home terrified and called his friends, Jerry Morse and Jim Mouser. He told them what he saw and asked them to join him while he went back to the location where he spotted the Grafton Monster. The two agreed. But by the time they got to the spot, the only thing they could find was trampled down grass and a weird whistling sound that seemed to be following them.
Hey y'all, I'm Elisa.
And I'm Samantha.
And welcome to Watch for Deer Podcast. We're a couple of best friends from Southern West Virginia, and around here, Watch for Deer is our way of saying we love you and be safe.
This is a conversational podcast that covers many topics from A to Z, including, but not limited to, true crime and the paranormal. Our goal is to bring you an episode a week, so come listen as we tell stories that will make you laugh and maybe even blow your mind. Y'all be safe
and watch for deer.
The next day, Robert went to work. He said nothing to his co-workers about the monster. However, when he heard of other sightings, he decided to say something. More than 20 calls came from people who claimed they saw the monster. So, what did Robert do? He wrote an article on the Grafton Monster, which was published in the Sentinel on June 18th. So you might be wondering what happened after the article was released. Well, the town had monster hunting parties, which were primarily made up of teenagers who armed themselves with bats and whatever other weapons they could find. The teens took to the river, looking around the area where Robert saw the monster. It wasn't long after this before new sightings began to be reported. A large group of people who wanted to be monster hunters began to come to this town with loaded guns. This caused tension in the community, so the local police conducted their own investigation on June 19th. The Grafton Sentinel ran a second article, which dismissed the monster as spring fever and that the bored locals were just letting their imaginations run wild. They claimed that the monster they saw was simply a pile of boxes. One of the teenagers that was interviewed suggested that the Grafton monster may have been an escaped polar bear. The thing is, no one could figure out where the polar bear would have came from, or let alone what it would be doing in Grafton, West Virginia. I mean, like, that's a legit question. Have y'all ever heard about the lines up in Alderson? There's another story about the monster just being a guy pushing a handcart loaded with boxes along the riverside. Now, what man walking along the road with a handcart full of boxes would be doing, or where he'd be going at 11 p.m., I'm not sure. Now, the city of Grafton holds the Grafton Monster Festival. This year, it will be happening on Friday, June 13th at 2 p.m. and Saturday, June 14th at 10 p.m. I have to ask, do you believe the Grafton Monster is real? Could it be another mystery hidden in the hills of West Virginia? If you find yourself enjoying Mountain State Mysteries, take a second to follow. Download and rate the show on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others find good West Virginia true crime podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, all at Mountain State Mysteries. Do you have a case you want us to cover? Send us an email at mountainstatemysteries304@gmail.com. For the show notes, check out our website, mountainstatemysteriespodcast.com.
Hi, I'm Shane.
I'm Hannah.
And we're
Country Roads Creeps.
We're a podcast that covers all manner of creepy, spooky stories, from cryptids and conspiracies to unexplained deaths and disappearances to mysterious and paranormal happenings in the world.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts. Check out our Facebook page and our Instagram account at Country Roads Creeps for photo dumps and more information we'll post with every episode.
If you enjoy the show, please feel free to share us with your friends and leave us a 5-star review. And if there's any topics that you'd like to hear us cover in the future, feel free to message us on our social media accounts. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, be safe driving home and watch out for the not deer.
Bye.
Bye.